The top of Chafeza and Aleph is continuing the discussion of the placement of the menorah in terms of how high it is placed, where it's placed, what side of the one's doorway. So the first Tosos on Chafeza and Aleph, Devar Maschil, Ner Chanukah, tells us based on the Gemara where it says Ner Chanukah Shenichla Malam Yisarim Amma. If you have a Chanukiah that is placed 20 amos or above from the ground, Psula Kasuka Kumavoy. It's invalid just like a sukkah that's 20 amos or higher, or if you have a korah that's placed above a mavoi, 20 amos or, amos or higher, that is invalid. You know, oftentimes people who live like in a high apartment building think that there's still value in putting the menorah in the window, but when you're that high up, so no one's seeing it. There's no passerby involved over there. So you don't put it there. You put it, you know, in your dining room for people to see, or maybe sometimes in the entranceway of the apartment building. Okay, so let's see Tosos over here. Devar Maschil near Chanukah. So Tosos says, "Bim tomer havalei lemimar limat kamo gabei mavoi da amar hasa mavoi derbanan tani tukanta." So why don't we just ask that? Why does it have to say that it's puzzle over here? Just say that it needs to be lowered, it needs to be fixed, just like we see by the case of a mavoi that when the Gemara and Erevin talks about it, that it would tell you that since it's derbanan in nature, that there's a way to fix it. So maybe use the lashon of pasul over here because we want to equate it to the terminology used by a sukkah, that a sukkah is pasula if it's 20 amos higher, and that's a law that's d'oraisa. That's one possible answer. Inami lo rata laharich yichavena v'yimetena v'yachzor v'yidlekena l'mata l'nicha kamoshi hidolekes yafshir kadimuch l'kaman. Or maybe the reason that it says pasul is because the other option would be to say a whole arichus, that you got to put out the fire, then you got to bring it down, you got to lower it, then you got to go back and light it again, and one would not be able to move it and lower it while it's still lit. So it didn't talk that way. Now we're going to move over to the long tosas over here, Divrei Maschil Sukkah Tanya, where we get into an interesting discussion about noye sukkah, decorations of a sukkah, and what's the nature of the issue of touching, of being metaltel, these decorations of a sukkah on the yontif itself. So Tosos begins as follows. Mashma de taima de noy sukkah mishum bizoy mitzvah. So one implication is that the reason that the sukkah decorations are off limits is because it's a bizoy mitzvah. It's not nice that what decorated your sukkah you're now going to use. You're going to take down the fruits that were hung and you're going to eat them. However, the Rish says no. It's an issue of huksa mitzvoso. It's actually muksa because it's been set aside for a mitzvah. So, which one of these two reasons is the real reason? So, it's a tzrich l'tervayhu. So, really, you need both reasons. You have to say that it's a bizoy mitzvah and that it's huksa mitzvoso. Why? So, you need the reason of bizoy mitzvah, because the issue of muksa does not apply on chol shemoed. Ela benafa b'shavas yontif mishum bizoy mitzvah lo hava asrinan luhu hecha denaflu avahashta lemrin de askatze bizoy mitzvah asrinan afilu naflu afilu b'chol moed. And in regards to if one of the decorations fell on Shabbos or yontif, so that's not a bizoy mitzvah anymore because it's not attached to the sukkah, but you still have the issue of muksa. So you see that both of these reasons are needed. Bekasha l'ri, kevan denoi sukkah asurin mishum bizoy, imkein, my parach v'veitza b'perak ha-mevi, minoi sukkah a'atze sukkah, dekamar v'sukkah chag, lo mahani ba'tana'a ba'tanya, schachach ha'chosa v'chule. And the Ri asks that if you say it's an issue because of bizoy mitzvah, so then what's the Gemara talking about in Beitza? What's going on over there in Beitza? Over there in Beitza, the Gemara asks a question regards to sukkah decorations or the wood that was used to build the sukkah, and it asks whether you can have a tana, you can make a condition for the sukkah that you could use the wood on sukkahs itself. And it sounds like that you could, in fact, make such a tana. You might kush your dilma atse sukkah, lo mahani be tana. De mikra nafka kididarish hasam minayin la atse sukkah, shasurin kol shiva tam lomar chag sukkah shiva yamim. So perhaps regarding the wood of the sukkah, a tana wouldn't help at all. Because we learn from the issue of muksa from the pasuk of Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim, so everything should be off limits at that point. V'drasha gemurahi k'dimuchel ber kama de sukkah de v'shamay pasli mehay kras sukkah yishena And this is a drasha from the Torah, as we see in the Gemara and Sukkah. The Beis Shammai says that an old Sukkah is invalid based on this pasuk, and the Gemara tells us that Beis Hillel uses this pasuk to teach that wood of a Sukkah is forbidden all 7 days, but that's regarding the wood of a Sukkah. But you could say that a Tanai could be used for this Noi Sukkah, however, there's an issue still of the Bizoy Mitzvah. And the Gemara later on implies that the wood of the sukkah is only forbidden because it is huksan mitzvaso and not because of the bizoy mitzvah. The bein noi sukkah vein atzei sukkah heterim al hachshar sukkah lo asiri el mishum bizoy el mishum hoil huksan mitzvaso velo asiri mikra el adavka kedei hachshar sukkah. So the Rain of Tom explains that both regarding sukkah decorations and the wood of the sukkah, so that's only talking about wood of the sukkah that's not needed for the sukkah to be valid. And in those cases, the issues are either muksa because of bizoy or because of huksan mitzvaso. However, when we talk about the actual walls of the sukkah, the wood of the sukkah that's needed to have a kosher sukkah, that would be an issue from the pasuk of muksa, a higher level, a more severe issue of muksa. V'hamakasha v'farach v'veitza v'noi sukkah atzei sukkah lo yada sheish chilak ben yoter mechdei hechsher sukkah lechdei hechsher sukkah. And when in regards to the question in Beitza, that in regards to sukkah decorations or the wood of the sukkah, they didn't make a difference between the wood that was not needed for the sukkah versus the wood that is needed to make the sukkah valid. Mishani, but Omer, any.